Act 2, Scene 1.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights almost left behind. Suitcases of memories, time after time. Sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you've said. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you and I'll be waiting time after time. After my picture fades and darkness has turned to grey, watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside, the drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you said go slow, I fall behind, the second hand unwinds. If you're lost, time after time, time after time, time after time. Time after time.
Ophelia, my daughter, what is wrong?
He visited me.
Who did?
Lord Hamlet did, as I was sewing in my closet. His hair and clothes were untidy. His legs were shaking. His face was pale and he looked terrified. He held me by the wrist.
What did he say?
Nothing. He stood still for ages and then sighed so deeply. Before walking away, he gave me this.
We must see the king. Yes, you're coming too. His love for you must be strong, and it will lead him to desperate actions. Have you continued to see him?
No. I have kept away from him and returned his letters as you instructed.
This has turned him mad. We must tell the king. This must be known. My lord and madam, forgive me for being brief. Your noble son is mad. I say mad, but who can say what madness really is unless one is mad oneself, which I don't believe I am. But he is mad. It is true. It's a pity, but it is true.
So what is the cause of this madness?
Ah, yes, the cause. Indeed, the cause. Yes, that's what we need to find out. I believe it has something to do with my daughter Ophelia. She's an obedient girl and passed on this letter. If you would listen. To the celestial and my soul's idol, the most beautified Ophelia. Nasty word. Beautified. Very awkward. Doesn't really make sense. Anyway.
Did Ophelia get this from Hamlet?
Oh, it continues, madam. It continues. Do you doubt the stars are fire? Do you doubt the sun does move? Doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love. Oh, dear Ophelia, I am dreadful at poetry. I do not have the art to articulate my moans, but that I love you best. Oh, dear Ophelia, do not doubt it. Adieu, yours evermore, most dear lady, whilst this body is still my own. Hamlet. This my obedient daughter has shown me.
But has she returned his love?
What do you think of me?
A faithful and honourable man.
And so I am. No, I spoke to Ophelia quite plainly and I said to her, Lord Hamlet is a prince out of your reach. This must not be. And then I gave her warning that she should not return his love. She should not accept messages or gifts from him. She obeyed me, and as a result, your son has, in my belief, gone mad.
Do you think so?
Here he comes, buried in his book.
Can I suggest that you hide? I'll try and talk to him.